Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker came to McLean County ostensibly to highlight the first day of early voting outside the old courthouse on Museum Square in downtown Bloomington. What it really was a campaign rally.
This is one of the most exciting transformations in a county that we have seen in many years. McLean County is a Democratic county.
Close to 100 Democrats heard Pritzker tout an increase in the minimum wage and other party priorities.
We balanced four budgets in a row. We paid off all the state's overdue bills. We've gotten six credit upgrades. We provided $1.8 billion in gas, grocery, and property tax relief for working families across Illinois. Pretty good.
Polls show Pritzker leads opponent Darren Bailey overall and significantly in cities, but trails Bailey in rural areas. Pritzker told reporters a significant part of the state infrastructure bill benefits downstate Illinois, including rural areas. The state still faces other challenges, such as a $1.3 billion obligation to the federal state unemployment compensation insurance fund that was left over from the pandemic. That's much smaller than it started out, but critics say the rest of it will have to come from increased taxes on businesses and lower benefits paid to people who don't have jobs. In this exchange with WGLT's Charlie Schlenker, Pritzker says he thinks the debt can be resolved soon.
We have a working group, as you know, an agreed bill process, which has occurred over many decades in Illinois, that it continues on, Republicans and Democrats, but most importantly, representatives of business and labor. Coming to an agreement, a compromise. And so that work continues, but we're going to get it done before the year end. And of course, we need to get it approved by the General Assembly.
All $1.3 billion?
$1.3
billion. Where's the money going to come from?
Well, as it always does, it's a combination of, between labor and business, some gives on either side. There could be borrowing that's associated with it that was done 10 years ago when they needed to do the same thing. All of this is going to come together over the next couple of months, and all these things have been on the table for that agreed bill process to come to a final compromise.
Why do the borrowing instead of using more pandemic relief money? You've already used $2 billion, I think, in pandemic relief money for it. So why the funding mix so far?
Well, $2.7 billion of ARPA dollars that have gone into. The normal process here is for labor and business to pony up to be part of this process, because this is as you know, it's an insurance system. And so these are premiums that need to be made up for, and you got to balance between the benefits that are given out and the dollars that go in. And so, that work has been ongoing, and why it's taken this long, I think, is a function of, some have been less willing to compromise than others, but this process is working its way forward, and I'm very confident about its result.
What tweaks, revisions need to be done to the Safety Act?
Well, as I've said, very important that people recognize that the Safety Act is about keeping people safe all across our state, keeping murderers and rapists and domestic abusers in jail, not letting them buy their way out, which is the system that we had. Now we need to make sure they're kept in jail, and that a young mother who's poor, who shoplifts diapers and formula, doesn't get kept in jail for months and months because she doesn't have a few hundred dollars to be let out. But obviously there are opportunities for us to tweak the legislation. Republicans act like they don't vote for amendments to bills, but they voted for thousands of amendments to existing bills, and we're always willing to consider changes that need to be made.
So what are some that you think need to be made?
Well, again, people are proposing those even now. I think there are clarifications just so people can understand the bill better. Those are certainly things that we could do. But the truth is that there's a great deal about the Pretrial Fairness Act and the Safety Act that people should be proud of, especially that we're funding police, giving them the tools and technology that they need to solve crimes more quickly.
That's Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker speaking with WGLT's Charlie Schlenker in downtown Bloomington.